What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So while Joe Biden spent a record amount of time on vacation, Lee, and occasionally hurled a long-range missile into Russia in hopes of getting into World War III, Donald Trump is taking a different approach, and he is resoundingly earning the praise of European leaders. This causes, Lee, what I'm about to play, actual physical pain for Democrats, which is what I like about it. You can hear them screeching. You can. This is the head of NATO, Mark Rutte, yesterday.
I really want to thank you, President of the United States, dear Donald, for the fact that you, as I said before, broke the deadlock. Basically, with President Putin by starting that dialogue. And I think it was in February that you had the first phone call. And from there, we are now where we are today. And that is, I think, if we play this well, we could end this. And we have to end this. We have to stop the killing. We have to stop the destruction of Ukraine's infrastructure. It is a terrible war. So I'm really excited. And let's make the best out of today and make sure that from today onwards, we get this thing to an end as soon as possible. I really want to thank you for your leadership.
Yeah, that you will not find that in the American media.
No, no.
No, they're running around with manufactured outrage. Oh, Trump is accommodating Putin. Trump is a Putin stooge. Trump's owned by Putin. I'm sorry. Can we stop for a minute and just like reassert reality here? Because there is only one president who took $20 million from Russia, and that is not Donald J. Trump. That is Joe Biden. The average Democrat would be shocked to find out that the New York Post broke that story, but they did. Rosemont Seneca, Hunter Biden's company, took the money from a Russian oligarch closely connected to Vladimir Putin. Her brother acted as her spokesperson. The U.S. media, remember, was absolutely incurious, didn't care. I mean, you know, we can trust Biden to take a little payola from the Russians from time to time. He's a good guy, really. We can't trust that Donald Trump. Did he take any money? No, he didn't. In fact, the entire Mueller report, I read it from end to end, Lee, again, including the footnotes. No, he did not. They can't find a single damn dime. They can't find any sort of connection whatsoever. That's pretty easy to find with Biden's $20 million bucks. Went to Rosemont Seneca. And remember, Yelena Batorina was the oligarch who paid off the Biden family. By the way, they laundered the money and never paid taxes on it, just so we're clear.
Yeah.
Felony for everyone else, but Democrats. Thanks. Anyway, so they did that. Well, UK Daily Mail was curious. Her brother, Batorina, the oligarch, remember her brother acts as her spokesperson. They called him up and said, what was she buying exactly for the $20 million. She's a real estate developer. So, I mean, Hunter doesn't have a lot of real estate experience. And he point blank said, access to America. I said, well, you need to get on a plane, bud. I'm sure you get a visa. You can get access to America. That way you don't have to pay no $20 million. But we can trust Biden to handle Russia, though. Despite the money laundering, felony level bribery, and failure of Hunter Biden to register as a foreign agent. Oops, that's another felony. Ask Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign manager. He went to prison for it. But Hunter Biden, as we know, is special. So Hunter Biden doesn't go to prison. And if I hear one more thing from the media about how Trump is, I don't know, owned by Putin, controlled by Putin, trying to help Putin, or in danger here, Trump might help Putin. And literally, Joe Biden went in front of the camera and said, well, a small incursion would be fine. Hey, here's where you send the next $20 million check. I mean, just the outrage of just the gaslighting and the lying by the American media. They're total in curiosity. And, you know, I have fun because every time, if you watch my X feed, I have fun with this. Every time a liberal shows up to talk about Trump's own, I will tell them, no, the Biden family was owned. They took $20 million from the Russians. They get outraged. No, that didn't happen. That's crazy. No, it did. Yeah, it did happen. It happened. It's on the laptop. Remember the laptop? Yeah, it turns out that wasn't Russian disinformation.
Yeah, what didn't happen was the Russia collusion thing with Trump. So
And that didn't even include the $30 million we know for a fact the Biden family took from China, and they were under criminal investigation for it before Bill Barr quashed it. So, I mean, this idea that Trump is owned but Biden was cool is so insane. That's why I had to start the segment with this. Like, we've got to reassert reality. No, Biden was paid by Russia. I don't know if he was owned by Russia or whatever. He sure seemed to be trying to get in a war with Russia at the end there. But yeah, they took the Russian money.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
By the way, you know, how hard is it? We have an NSA. Can we not get to the bottom of where the money went? I just want to know what they spent it on.
Yeah.
I mean, hookers and blow for Hunter, sure. But when the IRS whistleblowers, Lee, said, no, Joe was the big guy, we knew it, we had proof. Where's that money? That'd be $5 million when you take the Russian and Chinese money. And that was just one tranche of the Chinese money, which they laundered. It was a felony federal money laundering investigation. Because once you take money from our worst enemies on earth without registering as a foreign agent, well, now you're a felon. You got to hide it. You can't report it on your taxes. I mean, you know, even if you wanted to come clean, you can't. You go to prison. Unless you're a Democrat, apparently.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, that just shows you the scope of what's out there. And then they pretend, they do this pretend thing like Trump is, you know, somehow influenced by Putin. You know what I love is all of these liberal trolls that keep showing up, they can never explain. I'll say, explain it to me. How is Trump owned by Putin? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's been well documented. Okay, cool.
Show me.
Show me. Yeah. Send me a link. Post a link. Let's do this. Let's talk about it. And they often block me after that. And I'm like, you're blocking me on my own feed. like, what the heck? And that's a trick used on X, because like, they'll block you so that you can't continue to reply to their lies. Anyway, but no, it's just fascinating because they have it. They have been told Trump is owned, but they actually don't know how. So to watch all of this go on the world stage is something else. But I got to tell you, I really, if we get to peace here, I really am going to need the details of it before it gets signed. Because this security agreement is making me very, very nervous. And I'm not the only one.
Yeah. I mean, it's UN UN-like protection without the obligation of being in the UN. NATO. I keep saying UN when I'm referring to NATO.
I do that too. I flip them back and forth.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Sorry. NATO.
I just want to quote it all, so maybe that's why my brain just substitutes. But yeah, no, this is a problem, and it's very vague right now. Basically, Putin said Putin wants a security guarantee with America doing the security because he doesn't trust NATO. Putin said no, absolutely non-starter on NATO troops on Ukrainian soil. But okay, NATO troops under the NATO banner is one thing, but you could also have like say French and German troops. They're NATO countries, but those wouldn't necessarily be NATO troops. And some outlets are reporting that Putin is saying no to that. And others are reporting that that is actually the deal Trump's going with. So it would be troops from, you know, NATO nations, not NATO itself, but like France, Germany, UK, backstopped by our troops.
Well,
which is a problem.
The old saying is a rose by any other name still smells like a rose. So.
Yeah, and I don't think the full Trumposphere has gotten enough of a snoot full of this deal. And they're, I mean, because I found two places now, ABC News and The Hill, where they are saying, yeah, this is troops on the ground.
Well,
this is troops on the ground in Ukraine. That doesn't mean they'll stay there. There's one version of the plan where they're waiting outside Ukraine in case there's a conflict, but that's not good. That is getting us deeper into this. That's worse.
Well, what is so disgusting about this is that Joe Biden – And his administration are responsible for getting the U.S. into this situation.
Yes, they are.
And getting the people of Ukraine and Russia into this situation. And the Russians have got a hold on Ukrainian territory that they're not going to let go of. And these people keep acting like there's going to be a land swap that the Russians are going to give back. No, the Russians are not going to give back anything.
No, they're not.
They're not. And that's, why would they? That is not going to happen. And I'm sorry, but all of these who keep, especially the Europeans, that keep thinking that there's going to be Russians giving up territory that they have captured in Ukraine, how are you going to force that? Because you are not willing to write the check, and I mean that figuratively, not literally, to write the check to sacrifice what you would have to sacrifice in order to make them do that. Because it would be an all-out war.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you're going to get Russia to leave that area that they have occupied. And I'm listen, I am not taking Russia's side on this. I'm simply saying this is the reality of where they are. Ukraine doesn't have the ability. They don't have the manpower. Even with our assistance and weapons, they still don't have the troops on the ground able to do it and occupy it and take it back. And the public support for it, as you mentioned here earlier, and I heard this earlier this morning too, that new polling is showing the vast majority of the Ukrainian people are ready for peace and they're ready to negotiate.
Because all their sons are dead and they got nothing for it.
Right.
And look, when you look at the Donbass and how it stretches into Crimea, I mean, I don't even know why Zelensky was talking a little about keeping it. I'm like, why? Those are ethnic Russian or ethnic or Russian speaking populations. They are in the Russian political orbit. I mean, Crimea voted over 90% to rejoin Russia and then Putin just went and took it. Like, just let it go. Those are Russian territories. They're not even culturally a fit for Ukraine. Ukraine should be what's in the West. Not in what's in the East. And it just makes sense, those new lines anyway. But anyway, coming up, what has Trump promised the Euroweenies? Because they suddenly seem to be huge fans of this entire deal. That's a little weird. Here's why that might be the case, and it's not good. Coming up next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.